This is Wade Rasker, the Chief Organizer's Report on Trombone Shorty and Brown Trout. Don't get me wrong, the pluses of some time off the grid and the beauty and harshness of the great American West in Montana also comes with some minuses. A 1978 Airstream stands long and tall against the rocks on the mountainside, but is a constant shiny target for every possible critter with four legs that takes it as a shining beacon hiding who knows what goodies and presenting a personal challenge. A 1979 Toyota pickup is the tortoise to the many hares of the highway as well. The spare tire was stolen over the winter by someone who understood how hard it might be to find another, and we're still looking if you have a clue. Having the gas gauge and the lights work, we call a win, and laughed at the fact that the air conditioning and radio still were even held in place. All of which, of course, means that coming back to civilization isn't easy either. Puttering into town on four cylinders in a 35-year-old ride with 60 miles per hour, our top speed on Interstate 90 posted at 75 miles per hour, or the rutted dirt that marks a normal tour of Rock Creek Road and becomes an obstacle course of washboard and water pools potted along the route after the rain. A 45-mile journey easily drifts into an hour and a half each way, sucking out a substantial part of the day when Missoula is calling with emails to be answered, Skype and cell calls to be made, and provisions, supplies, and repairs being required. Add to that a shower and a quick visit, doing a load of wash at a friend's, and we felt lucky to see the silver bullet at 6 p.m., having left in a morning fog at 9 a.m. We were undaunted, though. Having been chased away twice the evening before by lightning and hard rain, Chaco and I were on either side of the creek, several hundred yards from each other, casting for all our might in no time. He was working the bank, and I was in the cool water up to my shins, glad to be out of the heat of town. Within 5 minutes, a small trout picked up my lure in a riffle 15 feet away in an almost lazy way and spit it out 5 feet later as if to say, "Hey, my mistake, this never happened." You say to yourself, "Oh well, it's beautiful, but this is going to be one of those days." A half hour later, still working myself down the river in the stumble bum, spastic way that humbles every fisherman on the tricky, slippery rocks who ever thought he had good balance on dry land. Casting towards the roadside of the creek, I was snagged for a bit, so ended up wading across in my sandals and jeans until I could jerk the line free. I was surprised how much faster and deeper the water was on the other side, next to the steep bank that Chaco always embraced, and I had always avoided. But if that's where you find yourself, you make the best of it. Several minutes later, I had a hard strike casting towards the middle. Another couple of minutes, and the line tugged downstream, and it wasn't long before I pulled a small brown trout up to the bank and in the creel. It was what we call a breakfast brown, large enough to keep, but more a snack than a meal. Always nice to catch the first fish of the season, though, if for no other reason than to get it out of the way and relax the rest of the week. I would settle if I had to. I'd spotted Chaco upstream off and on, so I knew he either had real problems or was catching a few. I cast out towards a rock downstream and reeled the line through a pool below me under an overhanging tree branch. Suddenly, my whole rod was pulled down and bent at an arc from the tip. Something big had grabbed me and taken the line down was fighting. Moments later, the water boiled 20 feet down from me as the fish fought the hook in a frenzy. I still couldn't see what I had, but I kept trying to reel whatever might be there into me so I could figure out whether I could get it into a net or take a chance of flipping it into the grass on the bank. All the while, the trout kept fighting and pulling. Finally, only feet away from me, I could see the fish. While gripping and pulling the rod, I managed to stagger near enough the bank to lift the fish up into the weeds about chest level. It seemed huge, but my first thought when the sun hit the specks along the glistening beauty of the trout was, please don't be a rainbow. Last year and again this year, rainbows on Rock Creek require release, and I was already debating whether I had the character to let him go when, seeing no rock at hand, I grabbed him by the gills, twisted the hook out of his mouth, and forced his fat brown and red speckled body into the opening of the creel and firmly fixed under my arm where my elbow held him tight. He was one of the biggest brown trout I'd ever caught on Rock Creek, without a doubt. Exhilarated, I took 10 more casts, counting them carefully, because I knew this was going to be the top of my evening. Scrambling up the bank, Chaco must have had the same idea, because he was already walking up the road toward me. He signaled three to me, and I signaled two back. Suddenly, it had become a great day. Getting to the bridge, a U.S. Forest Service Ranger was pulling out and stopped by us. A helicopter had been flying steadily overhead with a bucket since we'd been on the river, so we asked how close the fire was. "Around the ravine," he replied, "but only about 3 acres. We commented that we'd been sensing smoke since we hit Rock Creek, and he thought it was mainly coming from Oregon. I mentioned how bizarre it had been to watch giant helicopters with 200-gallon buckets fight fires in New Orleans after Katrina, flying back and forth to the Mississippi River to fill up. But there was a lake around here, or how were they managing to get water? He said their bucket was smaller, only about 160 gallons, and there was a deep spot in the river below us, not far, and the current filled up the bucket quickly. But you're from New Orleans, right? You know Trombone Shorty. He was in town last night. It was a great show. Wow, I didn't want to come to work this morning. I smiled and said, or any morning on a day like this, huh? He grinned. We all waved. He drove away, and we walked over to the bank and cleaned our fish, giddy with happiness. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.